Summary, Pi 2, Whole Order Māori Strategy 2023. Purpose, Pi 2, Whole Order Māori Strategy, Pi 2, updates the direction for improving the health and well-being of Māori. It drives the health system to realise new opportunities to accelerate and enhance progress for Māori health. Pi 2 is an interim step ahead of a full review and refresh of He Korowai Oranga, Māori Health Strategy, Ministry of Health 2014, which will take place when the foundations of the new system are further embedded and Whakamaua, Māori Health Action Plan 2020 to 2025 is fully implemented. The development of Pi 2 has been a joint initiative between Manatu Hauora, the Ministry of Health, and Te Aka Whai Ora, the Māori Health Authority. Vision, Pi 2, Whole Order Māori Strategy, Pi 2, is a karanga, call to the health system. It calls us to stand together as one in our commitment to honouring te tiriti o waitangi and achieving health equity for Māori, and to accelerate our efforts towards Pi Ora, Healthy Futures for Māori. Background, Pi Ora is a holistic concept and inextricably linked to Māori as the indigenous people of Aotearoa. Pi Ora envisages a platform on which Māori can live with good health and well-being in an environment that supports them to flourish and thrive. The concept of Pi Ora encourages everyone in the health sector, as contributors to Māori well-being, to work collaboratively, to think beyond narrow definitions of health, and to provide high-quality and effective health services. Pi Ora affirms holistic Māori approaches, strongly supporting Māori-led solutions and Māori models of health and wellness. Together with the New Zealand Health Strategy, Pi 2 sets the overarching direction for the health system founded in the system's obligations under Te Tiriti or Waitangi. Te Tiriti. Pi 2 provides the guiding framework by which health organisations will uphold Te Tiriti and achieve Māori health equity. Pi 2 drives action across four other population-specific strategies, acknowledging the diversity of Māori communities and reinforcing the whole-of-system approach needed to improve Hauora Māori. Each strategy has an important role to play in ensuring all Māori, whoever and wherever they are, can experience good health and well-being. Pi 2 enhances and builds on the momentum of both He Korowai Oranga, Māori Health Strategy, and Whakamaua, Māori Health Action Plan 2020-2025. It reaffirms the vision of Pi Ora, Healthy Futures for Māori, and the four outcomes set out in Whakamaua, which provide an important focus for collective action. Whakamaua is a five-year action plan that guides the health sector to implement the aims of He Korowai Oranga, Ministry of Health 2020, and encompasses the Crown's response to the recommendations of the Hauora Report, Waitangi Tribunal 2019. Whakamaua outlines a suite of priority areas with tangible actions that we are implementing to achieve the objectives and outcomes that will contribute to Pi Ora for Māori. The vision and direction of He Korowai Oranga and Whakamaua have guided the health reforms to date and continue to enjoy strong support from Māori and the Māori health sector. What people told us. Pi 2 places Māori aspirations at the heart of the health system reforms, with Te Tiriti or Waitangi as the foundation. We have heard that Māori want to ensure the health system reforms, and lessons learned from the COVID-19 response translate quickly into real-life improvements in the health and well-being of Māori. The need for this change is urgent. Many have shared their view that the Hauora needs of whānau are increasingly complex. Enabling whānau to have a meaningful voice at the decision-making table will also drive system change, particularly for whānau who are experiencing significant inequities. This will contribute to health policies, service design and delivery that better reflects Māori values and needs, in turn leading to better use of resources and better health and well-being outcomes for whānau, hapū, iwi and Māori communities. Priority 2, strengthening whole-of-government commitment to Māori health. Whole-of-community, whole-of-government approaches are critical to ensure individuals, whānau and communities stay well and can access and enjoy environments that promote health and well-being. the health system will collaborate with other sectors to shape and drive whānau-centred and locally led approaches to improve equity of outcomes, support community resilience, and promote efforts to reduce poverty and address housing needs. Coordinated planning, investment and accountability across all sectors will ensure that Māori receive access to timely and equitable resources and services. Priority 3. Growing the Māori health workforce and sector to match community needs. A Māori health workforce that is representative of the people it serves strengthens the health system's capacity to deliver effective and appropriate services for and with Māori. The whole health workforce has the necessary skills and competencies to deliver culturally safe and responsive health services that meet the needs of Māori and deliver equitable outcomes. The Māori health workforce is future-proofed by using dynamic modelling to plan and grow the workforce, keeping pace with projected population growth and future health needs. Priority 4. Enabling culturally safe, whānau-centred and preventative primary health care. High-quality primary and community-based health services that are accessible, timely, and clinically and culturally safe will contribute to more equitable health outcomes for Māori. Commissioning will be based on outcomes that matter to whānau now and in the future and will enable innovation and flexibility to mobilise and support whānau in ways that work for them and support sector sustainability. This will accelerate the delivery of kaupapa Māori and whānau-centred services. The system will enable Māori health sector providers to foster innovation in locally led kaupapa Māori solutions, delivering more effective services for Māori communities. Priority 5. Ensuring accountability for system performance for Māori health. Effective monitoring and accountability will ensure that healthy entities are meeting their obligations under Te Tiriti and are accountable for Māori health equity. Monitoring Māori health is an important focus at local, regional and national levels. Iwi Māori partnership boards are a key bridging mechanism between Māori and the Crown for increasing the transparency of progress towards Māori health equity at local levels. The health system will provide access and support the capacity and capability of whānau, hapū, iwi and Māori communities to use insights, evidence and data to transform services and improve well-being. The full version of the strategy can be found here. Pai 2, Hauora Māori Strategy, Ministry of Health NZ at www.health.govt.nz/publication/pai-2-hauora-Māori-strategy. Links to other documents referenced. Hei korowai oranga. At https://www.health.govt.nz/publication/guide-hei-korowai-oranga-maori-health-strategy. Whakamoa at https://www.health.govt.nz/our-work/population/maori-health/whakamoa-maori-health-action-plan-2020-2025. Hauora, report on stage one of the Health Services and Outcomes Kaupapa Inquiry, Waitangi Tribunal 2019. At https://waitangitribunal.govt.nz/news/report-on-stage-1-of-health-services-and-outcomes-released/ and download https://forms.justice.govt.nz/search/documents/wt/wt/doc1954-76216/hauora%2023%20w.pdf.